Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Blooming Through Christ. Today's day is Wednesday, March the 3rd of the year 2021, and I'm so glad to share this message that God gave me strict instructions to share the message today with you. And I hope that you enjoy, I hope that you get inspired, I hope that you be obedient and also encouraged. With this message today, God placed on my heart the word love. He had this on my heart from in the month of February. And I started to write in my journal the downloads that he really wanted me to touch on when he was speaking to me about the love that he has for us, his chosen ones, or even people that have not accepted God in their lives as yet. He really wanted me to speak to y'all as well about the love that he actually has for us, the amount of love he has to offer to us, even though some may think that they don't need love in a situation, but love cures a lot of things that we actually may not even think of. As we get closer to God, we see life differently. Our perception of things change because we are spiritually connected to God and the Holy Spirit is within us. So we observe and we move and we flow through different situations in life, good or bad, in a different way of thinking and receiving. And I now really understand the difference of actually having God in your life and going through hard times and the reactions of how I actually react is so different than when I didn't have God in my life. So the main topic for today that God wants me to speak about is his love. As I was explaining before, he wanted me to speak about this from February. I know it's not connected because people celebrate Valentine's Day or it's because it's supposedly the month of love. Every day is a day of love in God's eyes. Every day he showers us with his love. It's not one particular day that is a love day for him. He loves us every single day. And from February, I literally was trying to record this podcast, but God was stopping me. I didn't quite understand why he would give me a word since February, and I felt so strongly in my spirit that everything that he told me and I wrote down was what he wanted me to speak on. But during the month of February, I went through something in my life, and in that time of pain, I now understand why he didn't want me to speak on it, because he wanted it to actually be a revelation and a testimony in my life so that I can actually have more to share with y'all today. During February, I went through a very hard time of pain dealing with health. And during that time, I trusted God. I prayed, I cried, and I was praying so much for healing. And every time I started to pray for healing, God stopped me. And he was like, it's not healing. I'm going to shower you with my love, Tanya. And I was saying, okay, God, I know that you want me to speak about love in my next podcast, but I'm really in a lot of pain. What are you really speaking about love when I'm in pain? I need healing right now. But day after day, week after week, as I went through the immense pain that I was going through, and I was crying out to God and talking to God, and God was just downloading so many things and just giving me revelations in that time of pain and speaking to me, I literally began to understand that sometimes we have in our heads that we only need love for certain things, but we really need love to overcome a lot of stuff that we really don't think we need it for. So in that time of pain, God showered me with love, which showered me with comfort to have the strength to push through and to trust him and to grow even stronger in faith And that was the outcome that has brought me to today, that he actually let me release the word today, because I had to go through that revelation and that struggle to literally feel even more love that he showered on me, to show me that sometimes what we pray for is not what we really need. We have to be open and obedient to understand that God is in control of our lives and he knows what we need at every point of time, even if we personally don't understand it. So in that time of pain that I was going through health-wise, he showered me with a even more overflow of love, and that is how I'm actually here today. So I just wanted to share that testimony with y'all. Don't ever put God in a box, and don't ever think that you can understand life and God in a way that you think just because you're ill is just straight healing that you're going to get. In every single pain or struggle or situation, God knows what you really need, because we have to go through that, and he actually taught me so much during that time. And I have grown so much closer to God, and I'm more open now to know he really knows what we really need, even if we don't understand it at the time. And I understand totally why he showered me with love, because I was just ready to give up. The pain was that bad. But with love that he showered me with, I'm here. I'm blessed. I'm just even closer to him. And I just love him and trust him even to a more degree. I just love God. Like, he showed me what true love really is. So firstly, to start this off, is I just want to start off by saying that the love that God gives us is really the truest and purest form of love that there is, that ever existed. Like, no one can love you or show you that they love you as much as God. The reason why I will say this is because for every person individually, we lack something in our life. We long for love, and people long for love in different ways. Like, how people show love in different ways, we long for love in different ways. And God is so powerful and precise that when you pray to him and he really wants to shower us with love, that's why he wants me to talk about it, he is there waiting just to give you the love that is specifically for you, to comfort you in every single area that you lack, to just overflow you with the love that the truest and purest form that you have never ever felt in your life, a love that never runs dry, a love that is overflowing, a love that is just pure. With, you don't have to give him back anything. Sometimes you love someone and it's love for a reason, or love for material things, or love for a favor. This is the purest, truest form of love that there is. Okay, I went and looked up in the dictionary, what love means in the dictionary. And it stated it's an intense feeling of deep affection, or a great interest and pleasure in something. Like, you know, some people have a great love for cooking, a great love for playing football. But all I have to say is, when you experience the love of God, that's the truest, purest form of love that you can ever experience. And once you experience that, it actually changes how you give love to someone else, shows affection to someone else, show that you care to someone else. So it's like it just goes on and on. And it's a very special transition that happens when you experience it, because sometimes you think you know what true love is, and then when you get it from God and he works in your life and you really experience how love is from him, you really never really knew what true love was, you know. So that is just the first step that God really wanted me to touch on. So I'm just saying to y'all that God placed in my heart right now, he really wants you to come to him and say, God, I open my heart to you. I open my mind. I just want you to shower me. If you don't even know how to pray, you don't know what to ask, God, shower me with your love. He's waiting. He's waiting. He had his word from February. He took me through what I had to go through to specifically feel it even more for myself, and so that I can actually release this word with so much passion, because it happened to me and it was something I never experienced in my life. It's a different sort of love to the love I have for my husband. It's a different sort of love to remembering our wedding day. It's a different sort of love to when I first delivered my daughter, holding her for the first time. This is the purest kind of love that I ever experienced in my life. And I, giving my life to God, I knew God loved me. But then when going through something that you thought you wouldn't make it out, especially health-wise, and to have that love, that is what kept me going. I was not healed. He showered me with love, and that is what brought me through. So that's how powerful and precise God is. Okay, the next point here is what God wanted me to explain is that we as humans, we tend to think that we know what true love is. And it goes back all the way back from the time we were a child. So we are brought into a family, mom and dad, or just mom, just a family in general. Someone had to raise you. And the way how they express love to us, we either accept it and think that it's true love, or sometimes we, when we grow up now, we are like, you know what? I really didn't like the affection and the love that I was given as a child. So when I get my family now, I'm going to do this and this different. I make sure I read storybooks to my daughter before she goes to sleep, or different things we will try to adjust because we didn't completely feel love or shown affection when we were small. So God is trying to tell us that even though we may be older now, that to just open up our hearts to Him, so that He can shower us with the love, and we would then be able to release that to anyone around us. So He's saying, don't matter what mistakes our parents did, because they can only do, we're all human, and God is understanding. That's why I love Him so much. Like, He understands that we are not perfect. So He's saying, don't matter where our parents are, whoever raised us falls short, or even if we thought that our family was perfect, we had so much affection and this and the next, but you're wondering now that you're older, why in a way you still feel like they could have loved you more. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes your situation might not be that it was bad growing up and you wasn't shown any affection. You could have been in a family now that was opposite, that you were shown so much affection and love, but still, you still feel empty, like if it could have been more. God is saying at this time, He's ready to shower us with the truest form of love. So just open up your hearts, accept it, so that we can be able to release that to our children. We'll be able to experience it for ourselves, and it will just pass on. You know, like, why settle for less when He's going to give us all that we need? The next thing that He also wanted me to talk about is friendships. And sometimes in a friendship, we also fall short. You will have a best friend for years, and something tragic could happen in terms like one could like lose their job, or even something as simple as one could become a mom and the other one is still without children. And you find all of a sudden like y'all relationship change, and it seems as if y'all not as close as before, and you tell yourself, well, they thought she really loved me and would be there for me, but there is like some gap and distance in between it. And God is saying, you have to come to Him to experience the purest form of love, so that you can pass that on to any type of relationship that you encounter, so that will be, you know, everlasting. There is just something different when you experience it from God and you pass it on, that it will always be true and real and it will never run dry. God's love is overflowing. God's love is, it fills you up. And even if you think that you go to the degree that God loves me so much, he just proves it even more. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, God, I knew that you love me. I know you always tell me this, but I didn't know it was like another notch or degree of I love you, Taya. And he proves it to you. So why not feel loved? Like, some people think they don't need love, but they're the main people who really do, you know? So he's just saying that we as humans, God knows we always fall short, but he's given us the opportunity to come, to receive it and receive what we really want in our hearts and desire in our hearts. Okay, so I'm just here as a messenger just to deliver that message to you. So the next point that he wanted me to speak about is that another way that God shows how he loves us is that he understands that we are humans. He understands that we fall short. He understands that we make bad decisions. There's so many bad decisions that I could think of that I made, and God never left me. Never ever left me. Even when he warned me before I made the decision, while I was doing the decision, because I always used to hear God talking to me, but I used to ignore it. And even though I used to be so stubborn and disobedient and hard ears and sometimes rude, like, oh my gosh, your stupid voice don't shut up. Like, I used to say like some real disobedient stuff, and he never left me. I used to put myself in a lot of situations that I did not have to cause that trauma and pain and rejection and hurt. I put it on myself, and God was still there with me and took me out of the situation. And even if you have families and friends, like sometimes when something real traumatic happens that you thought these people would be there for you, sometimes they run and leave you. I mean, like, being realistic, like sometimes you're married and you'll say, oh my gosh, this couple is like the best couple. And then like one day something could happen to the wife. You could get an accident. And all of a sudden the husband is gone. Like all of a sudden he doesn't love her anymore because she only has one foot. Like, what kind of love is that? So this is just like a warning to you. Like, even if you're married or engaged or even looking for your husband, like when you pray, ask God for his love and ask God to show that love over your friendships, your relationship, your marriage, your children, your home, so that it will be the purest love, so that if anything was to happen, you know that they're going to be there. They're going to have your back. It's not all about physical beauty. You love them. You love their soul. You love them. It's a different type of love. So God is just showing us all the time. And I know we can sit down and study back some bad decisions that we made. And then when you be like, that had to be God that got me out of that. Because that was bare nonsense. Or sometimes you could sit by and say, oh, that was the voice that I was hearing. And you'll tell yourself, wait, you might be playing tricks, but that was God saying, no, don't do that. You know what I mean? And he was still there and he took you out of that situation. So some points that God also placed on me to speak about is that the gift and the blessing of having love in your life and your heart and functioning in that flow is that love really cures a lot of things. And before, honestly, I would even really know that. I only understand it because of what God took me through, that I had to document a lot of things and I think about life and perceive life differently because he's within me. So I understand life in a different form of way now. And it's spiritual growth that he has put me through. And when you go through revelations and personal testimonies, that it impacts you, that you clearly understand. Like, there's no way I could not understand this anymore. So God was saying, just list some stuff that I can probably open up y'all minds to understand, that love is something that this world needs. Love is something that each of us needs. And love is so strong that it can cure depression. God removed depression out of my life by showering his love on me. And he was waiting for me to ask for him to be in my life. Like, he was just knocking on the door, and I was blocking him out. And love can cure depression. Love can cure suicide. Love can cure grief. Love can cure stress. Love can cure feeling lonely. Love can cure feeling lost. Love can cure anger. Love can cure drug use. Love can cure marriages. Love can cure friendships. Love can cure hurt, pain, trauma. Love can cure unforgiveness. And these are just a few things that God told me to write down, because sometimes we don't think about these things. And sometimes that's why I know, like, my life and stuff that I go through, that's why God is using me as a messenger, because a lot of these stuff I went through. And by personal experience and testimonies and revelation and just by downloads that he tell me to speak about, that I can understand and pass on as a messenger with him telling me exactly what to say, is that he's trying to say, let him love you so that he can be inside of you. You know the purest form, and then you can help someone else out there. By showing love to others, you can save a life. By showing love to others, you can make someone smile on a dark day. By showing love to others, you can make someone say, you know what, at least there's really still good people out there. You know, be inspired. By showing love, you can bring people to God. You can make them give their life to God by being that person, on accepting Christ and accepting God's love and showing true love to others, that they will also be drawn to God. And that's something, I mean, like, as a Christian and having a relationship with God, I think that that is something that all of us want to experience. Like, how beautiful is that, that you impacted and inspired someone so much by what God has done in your life, that they also want to follow God? Like, that's just another person in God's kingdom. Like, that is like the biggest reward you can ever do as a Christian, as a woman of God, as a man of God. So those are some stuff that God really wanted me to speak about. And just really open your mind to just be obedient and just have God in your life, and just ask for God to renew your mind and your thoughts so that you just stay focused on him. Like, there's so many things going on in the world, but God wants to shower us with love. Like, right now, like, people going through depression, people want to commit suicide because of the pressures of what's going through in this world right now with lockdown and with the virus and stuff. And God is ready to shower a different degree of love on us all. That is what is going to keep us sane. That is what is going to keep us close to him. That is what is going to keep us, you know, spiritually geared up to do God's word. That is what is going to keep us in God's kingdom and focus on his word and the assignments that he has to do for us. That is what is going to bring even more people to him. You have to be obedient. You have to be willing to, even all the struggles that you're going through, go through those struggles with grace, because you know God is with you. You're going to be victorious. You're going to overcome it. And it's going to be a testimony that's going to impact someone else not to give up. So many things I went through. And I was like, Lord, why me? I am mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually tired. But as I spiritually get, As I got closer to God, and yeah, you go through like spiritual growth, like my faith got stronger, like so many different transitions and transformations happened in my life, and then testimonies and revelations that I understand that the reason why I went through it is because I literally had to go through it to understand how quickly and how God really moves in every situation in your life so that I can impact others. I didn't think that I needed love. Like, I'm not a cushy person. Like, oh, well, give me a hug, this, that, and the next. I really am not that type of person. And I really thought that I did not need love. I just thought that I needed a job to get some money, buy what I gotta get, this, that, and the next. But you know what? You know what God did? He gave me a job. He gave me an apartment. He gave me everything that I asked for. And you know what? I was even more depressed. I was even more depressed. I sometimes things that you think that you really want is not what you really need. So the way how I live my life now is that I'm like, God, whatever you know that I need is what I need. Place those desires in my heart. Or even if myself, I'm not sure, God, whatever you know that I need, I want, whatever is up to you. Place those desires in my heart. I receive my blessings. Everything, let God be in control of everything. When he showered me with love, depression was gone. When he showered me with love, I now could accept love. I now could show love, true pure love to others. Love helped me forgive people for doing things to me that up to now they don't think that they have done wrong. And the thing is that before I used to get so angry even saying that, but I'm not angry anymore because there's just this sense of peace and you don't feel so bitter and just so many things change. So just really be obedient. You can change someone's life by just an act of love. Say something nice to someone. Say I love you to your family, your friends, your kids, your children. Just do something nice. Say something nice to someone. Okay, some of these scriptures also that I actually looked these up this time that is talking about God's love. The first one is 1 John chapter 3 verses 1. And it says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The next one is Romans chapter 8. It says that nothing, not death, life, nor circumstances, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And that is just saying, don't matter what we do, God always shows us love. So if he's saying, no, come to me. Come to me. I have more love to give you. More love to give you. You might be going through a struggle. God is saying, I have more love to give you. When he gives you this love, the struggle is not even as hard as you think it was before. Like, it just be so much easier. Like, I don't have high blood pressure. I can't tell you the last time, like, my head was hurting and I feel like I'm getting black out because I stress out and I worrying and I let it go. Let God show you real true love. Let him be in control of every single situation in your life. He wants what is better for us. He's just begging us just to let go, just be obedient. The next scripture was John 3 verses 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Be obedient. God is just saying, be obedient. Like, he uses people in different ways to send messages and instructions and prophecies and sometimes warnings. But this is actually, like, he's begging you to open your hearts and receive the love that he has for you. Even if you think that your life is going perfect right now, he wants to shower you with love. Wouldn't that be great? You're going to enjoy your life so even more. Because it's like when he gives you this love, you're even more humble. You're even more grateful. You move different. You might start blessing people. You know, like, you're just a whole different person. So I just really want to end this off with a short prayer. And I'm just going to say, dear God, we come to you today with open hearts, hands, soul, to be filled with your precious love. Fill us, Lord, in every area, in every crease. every hurt, pain, trauma, and disappointment, struggle that we have faced, just overcome it with the love that you have here for us. Take it all away, God. Restore us. We long for restoration. We want peace, we want joy, we want happiness in our lives. We accept the love that you have here for us. It is so unique and precise to every specific person that when you put it upon us, that we will be filled, it will overflow. It will be even more than what we expected. I just want to say thank you, God, for never giving up on us, but constantly showing us that you're here with us during good and bad times. We receive it, God, all the love that you have for us. The purest, raw, everlasting, overflowing love that we could ever experience in our life. We love you, God. We trust you, God. And we want to keep close to you. I just want to thank you, God, for every single thing that you've done in all of our lives. Open our eyes to see that even through every single struggle, you was always there. And the thing is that sometimes at our breaking point, when we are just ready to give up, is when you do, and a blessing just come. Like that is how God works. Like sometimes you go through things, it's be a test. But with God's love, you know that you're victorious. You know you're going to make it through. Everything happens for a reason. Good times, bad times. The other thing God also wanted me to share is that I am drawn to specific songs. Like sometimes when he gives me a word, a revelation, a message, and sometimes I'm drawn to a specific song that really explains, if you're a music person too, explains, if you just wanna, you can listen to the podcast and then you can listen to the song. And this is the song that God really draw me to that will explain the love that he has for us. And it's by Chandler Moore. It's featuring Chandler Moore and the Maverick City Music. And the name is Most Beautiful / Soul in Love. So you will type in Most Beautiful / Soul in Love featuring Chandler Moore and Maverick City Music. And that is just something else that God wanted me to share, because I find a lot of the times when he gives me a word to speak on, he actually draws me to a specific song that explains every single thing that I had just written in my journal. I know that I do a podcast. No, I'm saying on my podcast. So just know and be encouraged and be inspired that God loves us. And he wants to shower us with love, a different type of love, the purest type of love that you could ever experience as a human on this earth. So be obedient, be inspired, be encouraged. And I really hope that this message has touched your heart. And just have that one-on-one time with God. He's waiting. So thank you so much for listening. And I really hope that you enjoyed this as much as I did. And God loves you. And I love you. And bye-bye.